I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. 13 Democratic members of the Texas congressional delegation called Thursday for an inspector general investigation into Operation Lone Star, Governor Greg Abbott's highly touted border mission, following news reports of poor working and living conditions for troops, habitual pay problems, and suspected suicides tied to the operation. The letter comes as another service member, based in the city of Far, survived a suicide attempt Sunday, according to an incident report obtained by Army Times and the Texas Tribune. In the letter, the lawmaker said Operation Lone Star was severely eroding the readiness of the National Guardsmen and their ability to be deployed on federal orders. The lawmakers referenced a story by the Army Times in late December that reported on four suicides by soldiers tied to Operation Lone Star. In January, the publication reported on another suicide attempt tied to the mission and another soldier who died when he accidentally shot himself in an alcohol-related incident. The soldier who survived Sunday's suicide attempt was transported to the hospital after telling another soldier she had ingested prescription medications and alcohol in her unit's hotel, according to the incident report. On Tuesday, Abbott pushed back on the reports of suicides being linked to his border mission, saying his detractors were just playing politics. He pointed to the military's broader suicide problem, adding that the Texas suicides are under investigation, and he suspected that not all actually occurred during Operation Lone Star. Abbott deployed Operation Lone Star last March after blaming President Joe Biden for an increase in migrant crossings at Texas's southern border. The mission sent a sharp increase of Texas National Guard and Texas Department of Public Safety troopers to the border in an effort to curb migrant crossings. But some soldiers on the border have said the mission lacks a clear directive and that they play little role in apprehending migrants attempting to cross into Texas. Other troops at busier sections of the border have expressed concerns about a shortage of first aid and protective equipment for their interactions with people who cross. Last fall, the Texas Military Department increased the number of troops deployed to Operation Lone Star from 1,200 in June to 10,000 by November. Other legislative leaders, including the lawmakers in charge of committees overseeing the Texas Military Department, have also expressed concerns following the Army Times report and have begun seeking information from the department. The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, seeking $10 million in Medicaid payments issued to the healthcare provider since 2017. This is the latest in the state's years-long battle to remove Planned Parenthood as a Medicaid provider in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott first vowed to cut Planned Parenthood's funding in 2015 after the release of a heavily edited and subsequently debunked undercover video that suggested abortion providers at Planned Parenthood illegally sold fetal tissue for profit. At the time, Planned Parenthood received $3.1 million from Medicaid to provide family planning and women's health services to low-income Texans. Those services were separate from the group's abortion services, which received no public funding. In a statement, Planned Parenthood Federation of America's general counsel called the lawsuit meritless and said it was a political attack by anti-abortion politicians. In 2016, Texas officially filed to remove Planned Parenthood as a Medicaid provider, setting off a lengthy legal battle. Planned Parenthood immediately asked the courts to intervene, and a federal district court blocked the state's notice of termination in 2017, allowing Planned Parenthood to continue to seek reimbursement through Medicaid. But in November 2020, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reversed that decision, allowing Texas to proceed with removing Planned Parenthood as a provider. Planned Parenthood then filed an emergency lawsuit saying the state had not followed proper procedures, and a state judge issued a temporary restraining order. Ultimately, in February 2021, the state prevailed, bringing to an end Planned Parenthood's attempts to remain on the Medicaid rolls. Those legal and administrative proceedings took more than 3 years, during which Planned Parenthood continued to see patients and bill through Medicaid. In this new lawsuit filed January 6th, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claims that Planned Parenthood lost the right to receive Medicaid reimbursement in February 2017, when the group first declined to appeal the notice of termination. Paxton is seeking to claw back the $10 million in Medicaid funding that Planned Parenthood has received since then, as well as tens of millions in fees, penalties, and interest. The founder and leader of Oath Keepers, a far-right fringe group popular with current and former law enforcement officers and military veterans, was arrested Thursday for his role in the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Stuart Rhodes was arrested in Little Elm and is charged with seditious conspiracy, the U.S. Justice Department revealed Thursday. Along with Rhodes, 10 others, none of whom are Texans, have been charged with seditious conspiracy. These are the first charges of seditious conspiracy leveled against the more than 725 people who have been arrested in connection with the siege. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Rhodes is accused of conspiring with members of his organization and others to oppose the transfer of presidential power by force. Investigators said they discovered messages describing his and various co-conspirators' plans for the day. He and others arrested are accused of organizing paramilitary combat tactics training and bringing knives, batons, and combat equipment onto the Capitol grounds, among other actions contributing to the chaos. Over 60 Texans have been charged for their roles in the January 6 siege. Texas has among the highest concentration of people arrested in the nation for charges related to the insurrection. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the George W. Bush Presidential Center. Don't miss Governor Jeb Bush and Secretary Margaret Spellings discuss the future of education on January 26th at Engage at the Bush Center, presented by NextPoint. For more information, visit bushcenter.org.